Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
You're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959. You would know by now that we focus quite a bit on the automotive industry in South Africa on this show. Not because there's a bias, but because of its important influence that it does play in South Africa's economy and the global partnerships and ties we have with our international peers. One thing's for certain is that whether we're talking about investing in classic cars, vehicle sales trends in the country, wage negotiations that happen in the automotive space, or just a better understanding of the trade relationship we have with international peers, I fully understand and incorporate the theme of the automotive sector into South Africa's economy. To tell us more about some of the latest developments and help us make sense of some pressure points that have been faced on the backs of wage talks, we're joined by Mr. Abby Khoge, chairperson of AMEO, that's the Automobile Manufacturers Employers Association. He also happens to be executive director of human resources at Mercedes-Benz South Africa. Mr. Khoge, thank you so much for your time today and welcome to the show.
Evening, Gugu.
Excited to speak to you. And I guess first things first, I'm aware you're wearing two hats to join us for this particular conversation, but direct me if there's certain limitations on what you can share. But first things first, perhaps if we could get a fair understanding of what's happening regarding the current wage negotiations in the automotive industry. Where are we falling short and where's the stalemate at?
Well, Google, we have been several rounds of negotiations with our partner, NUMSA, and this culminated in a meeting we had last week where AMEO presented a final offer to NUMSA, and that final offer is premised, amongst others, on measuring how we do in relation to CPI, which is an important metric if we consider the competitiveness of the automotive industry in South Africa. And obviously we wanted to balance that against the pressing needs of our people, and hence the offer that we put before NUMSA last week, Friday. As we all know, NUMSA has advised that they are not accepting that offer, and they are in the process of consulting with their members on their next steps. So that's where we are with the negotiations.
Got you. We will reach out to NUMSA just for a right of reply in terms of this conversation, as we do in the realm of media and ethical journalism. What I am intrigued by is, of course, the dynamics that are happening for AMEO, Automobile Manufacturers Employers Organization. And from what I understand, this typically comprises of employer representatives like BMW, Mercedes-Benz, a company that you work for, Ford, Isuzu, Volkswagen, Toyota, and Nissan. There's been a lot of interesting shifts that impact these different vehicle brands differently. And I guess what I'm keen to understand is just the standpoint of how automobile manufacturers have been managing and navigating the landscape, especially from an employer's organization point of view. Help us understand some of the nuances that have influenced the kind of deal that you put through to NUMSA.
Right. So we come from a period of great volatility and a massive transformation in the automotive industry. The picture, as we have known it before, is changing significantly. Mm. I think we'd have had NUMSA talking to you, for example, about the balance between imports and the cars that we build in South Africa. We also know about the transition into new energy vehicles and so on and so forth. So we are in an industry that is in quite a critical phase, and especially if one considers our position as South Africa within the global automotive industry and within global automotive manufacturing. So it's so crucial that we are able to preserve or safeguard the competitiveness of this industry, especially in the midst of all the volatility that we see, all the headwinds that we face, yeah, and this pressing need for competitiveness across each of the OEMs. So as AMEO, we represent all the seven legacy OEMs, and as we know, competitiveness within these companies is not necessarily about comparing one brand to the other, but it's about looking within a brand and how it compares with sister plants from a competitiveness point of view. And this is absolutely crucial, especially as OEMs from time to time move through the phase of looking at where production will be allocated and why production will be allocated to a specific area.
Dr. Khokle, this is such an important point you mentioned, because for the longest time, South Africa's automobile or automotive industry from a manufacturing point of view has been very competitive, given the policy reforms that we had, given the trade relationships and incentives that were provided to OEMs to actually invest in a market like South Africa. If I'm not mistaken, the delay in shifting to new energy vehicles is one of the aspects that has limited our global competitiveness. But even in terms of domestic demand, there's also been entrance of Asian vehicle manufacturers in the country. Help us contextualize, especially in light of the fact that you will be stepping into the role of CEO for Mercedes-Benz South Africa in December. How, you know, are we navigating this? Does it need to shift from a policy point of view? Do we need to see shifts from a support point of view, from global head offices? Or is it just about consumer demand and the metrics that are at play? I'm quite intrigued to understand your analysis of which pillars might be failing us.
Well, I think it's a combination of factors, Gogo. It's a combination of factors in that there are things in the policy space that we may need to tweak or find a way of managing differently. There are things in the market itself, South Africa, that we may need to look at and to see how best to structure that. But of course, I think for the entire industry, it is also about you know, what is happening in the geopolitical space, what is happening in the global economy. As you will know, we are primarily export driven as South African automotive industry. Because I'm not talking Mercedes specific, unfortunately, today.
Sure.
So looking at the entire industry, we are much more focused on export. So what happens in the global space has got serious ramifications for us. The issues with regard to tariffs, the issues with regard to shifts in the different markets, all these play a role in ensuring that we remain competitive. So whereas in the past we could have just relied purely on the fact that we've got a fantastic policy framework in the APDP, which indeed has been great and is a key factor in the business case, if I call it that, business case for manufacturing in South Africa, and we need to sustain that. But there are various other factors that we need to look at, and that's why we are emphasizing, even with this round of negotiations, that yes, we need to strike a balance between the need for competitiveness, and of course we accept that our employees require some improvement in their earnings, hence a very competitive offer that we believe we've placed on the table, especially relative to CPI, and an offer that we continue to strongly encourage our employees to seriously consider.
100%. I guess still keeping your AMEO hat on, there have been headlines of many employers' organizations struggling with jobs. Is that, I guess, a prospect that is on the cards? Potential labor losses and job losses within the automotive industry?
Well, I mean, we've seen some activity in that regard in a number of OEMs, and I think we would all be aware that one of the OEMs is currently right in the middle of a Section 189 process. So these are realities of a very dynamic environment that we find ourselves in.
Got you. Well, we certainly wish you all the best with the labor negotiations, wage negotiations going forward, and hope to get further clarity from you. And hopefully from the 1st of December, when you wear that other hat, we can have you back on.
Definitely. We can count on that, Gugu.
Thank you so much, sir. Truly appreciate the time and insights you've shared with us today.
Thank you very much.
That is A.B. Khokle, chairperson of AMEO, that's the Automobile Manufacturers Employers Organization, currently serving in the capacity of Executive Director of Human Resources at Mercedes-Benz South Africa. But from the 1st of December, he will be the CEO of Mercedes-Benz South Africa. There's a lot to discuss. And as you heard, automotive employers under immense pressure in South Africa. The company we're referring to is Ford, that is currently in, going through a job cutting cycle, 470 jobs in South Africa. And of course, so much that's happening with the, when it comes to the vehicle space in South Africa. It's not just the Chinese imports, but it's also understanding our competitiveness for the vehicles that we manufacture to go to markets like the US. Trump, trade, tariffs, that's been a headline we've been talking about throughout the course of the year. So just goes to show that there's a lot for executives to contend with. But thank you so much for your time, your interaction and your engagement. To Wonka Magrootman, who actually shared their thoughts on the conversations we had today. Jabu, Rebs, Mlu, Mega. Gigi, your voice note came through, but we'll play all and talk all things AI tomorrow. Thank you for your time and for joining us on the show tonight.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.